This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If this guy were going up against James Harrison, he'd give up 15 sacks in a game.
What's the NFL record? Derek Thomas?
Seven. He would more than double the all-time record. I don't know if Ben said back in Harrison's heyday or if he actually thinks James could come off the couch right now and get 15 sacks against Broderick Jones. A scathing review of Jones after a Steelers win. After a win in which they didn't give up any sacks and he wanted to gloss over that, he gave it a quick congratulations and then went right into destroying Broderick Jones. Malzi, before I give you the first chance to either agree with Ben or offer a retort, here is Ben saying basically that it's time for Broderick Jones to get benched.
I don't know. I don't know if it's not in the game plan. I don't know if they how much you need to see your quarterback, who's not a spring chicken, who doesn't want to get hit until you start saying, hey, listen, we got to do something about this. I'm not bashing Broderick Jones out of just it's evidence. And that's only two plays that I saw that it's like, oh, my goodness. I got word from someone outside the organization, not in the organization, but someone that watches the All 22 that was like, hey, it's not just these ones. There's a majority of the plays where it's not good enough. And I assume that Tomlin's addressing, and I assume maybe it goes the O-line coach. I don't know him. I don't know what he's doing, but at some point there needs to be some accountability from that left tackle.
I don't agree with benching him just because I don't think you have a good option behind him. Everyone's convinced themselves that Andres Pete would be like this incredible stud. If he would, they would bench him and put Pete in the game. It didn't sound like he was making it necessarily personal with Jones. It was a scathing review, but it wasn't like this guy's a bum who doesn't care. I actually agree with a lot of the substance that, like, technique-wise, it frustrates me that Jones, there will be plays where I think he plays with the correct technique where he gets lower and he's not upright, and you don't notice him because he's standing up the pass rusher and just doing what he's supposed to do. When he can get his hands on a guy or get what they always talk about, the punch for a tackle, you got to have a good first punch. The times he actually gets a guy and gets into a guy's chest, I think he stands people up because he's a good athlete and he's strong enough to do it. My problem with Jones through three games has been if the big concern was maturity, professionalism, with the understanding on his part of what it takes to be a great pro, not a good one, a great one, down in and down out, I don't think I've seen that level of focus from him. And that's something I wanted to see coming into the season. The other reason I don't, The thing about benching him or hinting at benching him that I don't like is this. He has played now essentially as the man at left tackle three games. If it was his rookie season and he was thrust into the job right away, I don't think people, even if he had a rough three, saying you've got to bench him. I think people would be saying you've got to give him time. He played the other side his entire first 2 years almost exclusively.
I know. He's not playing like a first round talent tackle.
I mean,
though.
Neither is the other first round tackle, to be fair, who's been marginally better, if that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Fautanu's been good either. But for Broderick Jones, the problem for him is that he didn't
He's
play
under
well
the microscope.
Last year either.
He's under the microscope.
So it's now a year plus, even though it is a different position.
I think Ben glossed over the blame on one person there, and he just sloughed it off and said, I don't know the guy, and that's Pat Meyer.
Well, if Pat Meyer... Pat Meyer, to me, would be justified to do something with Jones if he wanted to. If it really is a technique thing, and he's not listening to instructions and he's not playing with better technique and he's not getting results, then your recourse in that situation should be to bench a guy. If a guy is so otherworldly talented where he has bad technique but still blocks, you put up with it. But if it's bad technique and it's bad play,
if you bench him, do you think he's functionally done as a Steeler?
Probably. But
I guess I'm just not ready to go there yet.
But the thing that defends Jones, the only thing that defends Jones is that if he was put in a bad situation by the coaches and if it's the coach's fault. Like, that to me is the only thing the only justification or defense he can have for himself here. Because what I think hurts Pat Meyer's cause is, other than Zach Frazier, nobody else on the offensive line is playing up to expectation. I mean, I guess maybe McCormick is what he is because he's a day three pick and you don't expect big things for him. But even at the same time as I say Frazier, like, I don't think Frazier's played like a Pro Bowl caliber all-pro center anywhere near that through three games. Not that I'm a guy that is offensive line guru or anything like that, but no one says that about him. It's not just my opinion. It's universally no one saying, hey, the offensive line stinks, but Zach Frazier is still dominant in the middle. There's been none of that commentary or analysis, which speaks to what you're saying, that the offensive line coach here has to take a lot of the culpability for how Broderick Jones looks. He does not look like a starting left tackle. He looks like a guy that's a stopgap, like someone that's been thrown in there because there's an injury to the starter. Or he looks like a guy that, you know, Dan Moore. He looks like a fourth-round pick that you've just decided to start. He doesn't look like a top 15 pick.
This is a serious question because it gets to some of the heart of why I think Jones frustrates so many people. Do you remember Ben being like, Dan Moore is below the line?
No, he always liked Dan Moore.
And do you know why I think that is? Treated his work like a professional. And I think that Ben, the irony here is that Ben
Did Ben always treat his work like a professional?
Tony, I was going to get to that here. You jumped the gun. The irony of Ben, I think, essentially being willing to put Broderick Jones on blast like this publicly and knowing that his words as a former Steelers all-timer and, you know, a future Hall of Famer matter to people in this town is this. Ben is the guy who was so talented that he could be last in, first out, and still make plays. And I would say maybe later in his career did a little bit more on the back end to become like a more well-rounded quarterback when the physical skills, like the mobility, diminished a little bit. So it is kind of ironic that I think the main reason that Jones gets blasted more than Frazier, more than Fautanu, et cetera, is because there's a perception that he doesn't care or that he doesn't try hard enough or that he's not focused enough. I think the focus thing's fair. I think the guy wants to be good, but I think...
Do you agree that
coaches can get a guy like a Jones, broadly speaking, a person that I'm describing who has his traits, wants to be good, seems to care, doesn't have the focus or the consistent technique? Great coaching is allowed to bring that out in a player.
I think if Broderick Jones had been drafted by the Eagles, he would be an upper echelon left tackle in the NFL. I think they would have called and cultivated and procured the talent better out of him than the Steelers have.
I would agree with you.
I mean, it's...
They turned Jordan Mailata into a big-time player.
It's absolutely partially on coaching here. They have... I posted this last night. I think Donnie was the one that put me onto it. They could have hired Hank Fraley, who played at Robert Morris, who they interviewed for the job before they hired Pat Meyer in 2021. Instead, they hire Meyer. Fraley goes to Detroit, and
look at their line.
Was getting... When I say, like, the football cognoscenti, the people that are big time into breaking down offensive line play and cutting up slow motion offensive line play, said of that Lions offensive line, this is like a masterpiece. What they did to Baltimore was like a huge win for like the way that these guys have been coached to play together, their cohesiveness. The way they've gelled, the way they've coalesced, and they had to replace two guys. And they're absolutely
and
killing
people
up front.
And one of them was supposed to be like the linchpin piece, the center, the guy who kind of gets everyone where they need to be.
Yeah, and this guy's in his 40s as a former player. I mean, he could be your offensive line coach for 10 to 15 years if you had hired him.
Too young and too promising to be on this staff.
Right. Instead, they go with a guy. It's the sin that keeps on getting brought back up. Like, You're in a bad relationship, you make a mistake, your wife brings it up once a month to make you feel bad. Not that that's ever happened to me. But
I was going
to
say, what's being brought up at the Filippone household that's informing
Pat Meyer's here because of Matt Canada.
Yep.
Matt Canada had a pre-existing relationship with him.
Pat Meyer has done good work with this line for, I think, like one half-season stretch where they, on the left side, started to look like they could run block, and that's it.
And that's why he's still here. And they have a below-average offensive line coach, which is the same criticism that I would have levied against the Steelers for Kenny Pickett. If you're going to invest a first-round pick in a quarterback, why are you going to trust Matt Canada to coach him? If you're going to invest all these early picks in offensive linemen, what makes you think Pat Myers is the best equipped to get it out of him? Exactly.
The Hank Fraley thing's a great point. The Eagles point's great. I mean, they've gone high end with the draft investment and low end with the coaching.
I do think, even though you say, well, I mean, Andrus Peat isn't anything special, I don't think Andrus Peat can be much worse, Chris. I think Broderick Jones, through three games at left tackle,
problem is you've got a
has
two
played like a backup.
You've got a two tackle problem. So has Fautanu. If Broderick Jones has played like a backup, I think at best, Fautanu's played like a very low end starter. Very low end. So then you've got a two-prong problem.
But it's three games into Fautanu's career, essentially.
How many games is it into Broderick Jones's career as a left tackle? Because we always hear how much different it is. You can't compare one side to the other.
Dan Moore said you couldn't, but other guys have done it just fine. And they thought he could do it just fine. And again, that was a miscalculation on their part. Donnie, your thoughts here on what Ben said? You think he went scorched earth too hard? He went hammer time on Broderick Jones. Deservingly so. Did he go too far? Anything you want to criticize Ben for in that
Fayette
rant?
County Jesus on YouTube said, Ben is only saying this about Broderick because he knows you liked him when they drafted him and he's trying.
This fall, choose Primavera Online and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To do this to troll you, Mosby.
Oh, what if we found that out?
If we found out,
I kind of like
that
theory.
Great. If we found out,
I sort of like that one.
If we found out that he was agnostic about Jones, didn't care one way or the other.
I really like that.
He just
one.
Said, "I'm gonna needle old Malzi indirectly. I'm gonna fight a proxy war through Broderick Jones. God, would that tick me off?
You know,
I guess mission accomplished.
You know, a thought I had going back to the coaching, and I know that, I mean, especially Pony, he likes to bang the Mike Munchak drum as much as possible.
Is it a bad drum?
No, that's the best drum, Pony. That's Phil Collins banging the drum. That's high level drumming.
But isn't it wild that Mike Munchak was able to turn a former wide receiver into, what, an all-pro left tackle?
Not an all-pro, but pro bowler.
Pro bowl left tackle. And Pat Meyer has been given two first-round tackles. And at least in Jones's case, who's now into year three, we are very, very close. And some people are already there, ready to label the guy a bust.
Well, it's not just somebody. It's Ben Roethlisberger who's saying that.
No, I mean, I'm saying that there's more than just Ben.
I still think
there
it's personality.
There are absolutely people out there that have already labeled the guy a bust, I can't really blame them.
I think it's personality.
I think pretty close.
But I think it's personality and draft status. I firmly believe that fans, especially, I don't blame them for this, it's way easier to give a guy extra rope if he like looks like he cares, if you don't ever hear whispers of like how focused is he or isn't he. I think those guys, that's why Dan Moore, from the coaching staff and from some fans, got so much leeway here. He conducts himself like a professional. Yeah, except when it's time to actually block the guy lined up.
I still think this is worse than Dan Moore, though, Chris.
It is right now. I'm not gonna deny you that. I'm not gonna deny what my eyes are telling me. I am, however, saying that I think the player deserves at least a couple more games to try to figure this out.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.